This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The atmosphere at home shapes the future of a child. Thus, we must create a positive environment for kids to learn good financial values. Today, financial planner Byron Moore explains the attitudes that parents should carry to create a healthy financial atmosphere at home on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Most of the time, we communicate our messages very, very clearly, despite what we say. Now, nowhere is that more true than in the home. A lot of what we learn in the home about money is more caught than taught. The parents in the home you were raised may have had words that said one thing and yet actions that betrayed another attitude. The Greeks called this the ethos of the home. It is the atmosphere or spirit of a place like a home. An ethos or an atmosphere is really hard to fake. In fact, it's the very thing that most people react to when they hear someone verbalizing one thing and yet living just the opposite. When that happens, our inner alarms start going off, telling us something just isn't right. So be honest and ask yourself, am I creating a financial atmosphere, a financial ethos in my home that is negative or imbalanced, or is it positive? You can create a negative financial atmosphere in your home if your attitude gives off messages that say, though usually nonverbally, that money is evil or money is a source of our problems. You can also produce a negative financial atmosphere by communicating that you are a victim of money, or that money is something that you simply cannot ever get control of, or that money causes conflicts in your family and is therefore something to be avoided at all costs. Even if you're not negative, you can still create an unhealthy, imbalanced atmosphere that communicates messages like, money is the answer to all my problems, or the more money I have, the happier I will be, or the more important I will be. A severe inner conflict may occur in a young person when they hear the words of one message and yet see and feel the atmosphere of the real message, the one that's really believed and lived out. So perhaps the most important thing to realize about the financial atmosphere of your home is that it's really just the truth of what you believe seeping out and overwhelming any spoken words to the contrary. Are you creating a positive financial atmosphere in your home? Do those under your roof get the unspoken message that money is an important tool and money has to be carefully managed to be useful? Perhaps the healthiest financial atmosphere you could produce in your home is one that knows the value of a dollar, and that that dollar is worth nothing close to the value of a person. It's an ethos that says money is never the highest value in this home. People are. If you want to produce a healthy financial atmosphere in your home, look deep within and be honest about what you really believe, because like it or not, that's what your kids and your grandkids are going to see very clearly. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.